Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Saturday, October 23rd, and happy 45th birthday to actor Ryan Reynolds.
Maximum effort.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cobb Animal Services is offering free adoption for select animals. Mayor Tumlin holds a slight fundraising lead in the mayor's race. Cobb police seek a man accused of indecent exposure at a Kennesaw Dunkin' Donuts. Cobb Sheriff's Office will provide 24/7 mental health services to inmates. Kennesaw State's Coles College of Business inducted two into its Hall of Fame. And finally, Pulte subdivision on a former Northeast Cobb farm approved. Plus, we'll hear from MDJ Managing Editor J.K. Murphy. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Who let the dogs out?
At the Cobb County Animal Services Shelter on Al Bishop Drive, the shelter's old-timers are up for free adoption this week. Adopt-a-thon started Thursday and continues through today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the shelter. The event is intended to find homes for pets that have been at the shelter for more than 30 days. Those featured pets are free, no appointment needed. Pets that have been there less than 30 days cost $20. To meet them, you'll have to make an appointment. All the animals up for adoption have been spayed or neutered and have received booster shots and rabies vaccines. They've also been microchipped and are either heartworm negative or being treated for heartworms. Marietta Mayor Steve Thunder Tumlin has raised slightly more money, about $40,000, than his challenger, Councilwoman Michelle Cooper Kelly, who has raised about $37,000 for her bid, according to the most recent campaign finance reports filed. The two candidates will face off on November 2nd when the entire Marietta City Council is also on the ballot. The race is nonpartisan, so neither candidate is running under a party label. In general, however, Mayor Tumlin, a former Republican state representative, has received financial support from Republicans. Ms. Kelly, meanwhile, has received more support from Democrats. As of the September 30th deadline, the mayor had about $9,000 on hand, having spent a little more than $31,000. Kelly had about $18,000 on hand, having spent nearly $19,000. The next filing deadline is October 25th. Cobb police are searching for a man who allegedly exposed himself to an underage girl at a Dunkin' Donuts in Kennesaw. Police were called to the Dunkin' Donuts off Bells Ferry Road October 5th in reference to an adult male who had exposed himself to a juvenile female and quickly identified the man as 60-year-old Wallace Terry of Holly Springs. Police have obtained an arrest warrant for Mr. Terry. Starting next month, the Cobb County Sheriff's Office will begin providing 24/7 mental and behavioral health services to jail inmates. Sheriff Craig Owen said his office will be the first in the state of Georgia to implement this service. The staff will be led by a full-time psychiatrist along with a nursing team using American Psychiatric Association techniques to assess and treat patients suffering from mental health issues. The program will begin on November 15th and emphasize suicide prevention and substance abuse treatment. Owen's office will partner with WellPath to help administer the program. Zella Guirola, a vice president of WellPath, said the group will seek to continue providing support to inmates upon their release, support the continuation of care resulting in better served communities. The annual cost of the program will vary based on the number of detainees in custody, but his office has budgeted about $2 million for mental health resources in its 2021-22 budget.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck?
The traffic perimeter is backed up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
Business leaders committed to helping Kennesaw State University students succeed, former Georgia Aquarium CEO Michael Levin and former PricewaterhouseCoopers partner J. Larry Stevens, were inducted on October 20th into the Michael J. Coles College of Business Hall of Fame. The college recognized Mr. Levin and Stevens for promoting and embodying personal integrity, leadership, and an entrepreneurial spirit. In a ceremony at KSU, they were honored for their commitment to innovation, community service, and global engagement, elements at the heart of the college's mission. Levin has been involved closely with KSU for many years. In 2015, he became the then largest single donor in the university's history when he endowed and named the Michael A. Levin School of Management, Entrepreneurship, and Hospitality in the Coles College of Business. AAHOA also established the Michael Levin and Lee Dushoff AAHOA Scholarship for Compassionate Leadership, which supports students in the KSU Hospitality Management Program. Meanwhile, for more than 30 years, Stevens has been a member of the KSU Board of Trustees, having previously served as board chair, as well as the School of Accountancy Advisory Board. He played a major role in bringing student housing to the university and advised leadership on how to purchase the land for Fifth Third Bank Stadium. In 2011, he established the J. Larry Stevens Accounting Scholarship, which assists graduate and undergraduate accounting students.
On the farm, it's kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
This week, Cobb commissioners approved a 92-home subdivision on Ebenezer Road in Northeast Cobb, near the intersection of Ebenezer and Blackwell Roads. Pulte Homes' latest development will occupy the site of a nearly 50-acre former farmland, once eyed by Cobb County as a possible park site. When first proposed by Pulte earlier this year, the developer had attempted to design an open space community with 99 houses surrounding a common lake and recreation area. But neighbors in the area protested that the plan resulted in too many units on too small lots. Pulte and its representative Rob Hosack of Taylor English Decisions came back with a plan eliminating the open space and providing for 2,500 to 3,000 square foot homes on lots of at least 15,000 square feet. Commissioner Joanne Burrell, who represents the area, likewise noted the land use designation allows for a density up to 2.5 units per acre. Adding a number of stipulations to the proposal based on staff and community concerns, Ms. Burrell moved to approve the development, which carried unanimously. And now it's time for a look around town with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy.
I'm Trey Miley, manager at Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb. What's going on around town, JK?
Election day is a week and a half away, and the race for Marietta mayor is heating up, not between the candidates, but between what around town will call their lieutenants. The campaign took yet another turn this week with Councilman Johnny Walker spelling out the reasons he thought Mayor Steve Tumlin deserved re-election to a fourth term. That came after Councilwoman Cheryl Richardson endorsed Michelle Cooper Kelly financially and on social media. As reported in Around Town Wednesday, Walker argued that Marietta was thriving under Tumlin's leadership, and you don't fix what isn't broken. He complained that partisan politics, remember, Marietta mayor and council are considered nonpartisan positions, was driving the campaign by charging the Democrat Party of Cobb County was pushing hard to oust Tumlin. This argument prompted Richardson to register a loud objection on social media and elsewhere. What in Michelle's 8 years on the council would make Johnny say these things? Richardson wrote, what have either I or Michelle done to become, quote, they? A reference to Wednesday's Around Town, where Walker repeatedly referred to the opposition as they, and Richardson used the first-person plural pronoun, we. She continued, this is about change and new perspectives, not race, not partisan politics, Richardson tweeted. The Cobb Democratic Party went several steps further, calling Walker's comments a, quote, racist dog whistle on its Facebook page. Yet Walker points out that he never once brought up the subject of race. He said it's the Democrats that are injecting race into Marietta politics. I think the people know that I'm not racist, Walker told Around Town. She's twisting my words. I don't have a racist bone in my body. While he's voted for Democrats in the past, from Roy Barnes to Bill Clinton, Walker said the current Democratic Party does not represent him. Quote, and I can say honestly, I feel like taxes will probably go up. That is, if Cooper Kelly gets elected. I feel like crime would go up. Typically, the Democratic cities have a higher crime rate, he claimed. For her part, Richardson says she has 2 points to make on Friday. The first is that Mayor Kelly would bring good changes to Marietta. Secondly, Richardson brought up a vote from 4 years ago that is haunting Mayor Tumlin. After passing a referendum on term limits in 2017, Tumlin said, quote, a changing of the guard brings new perspective and thought, end quote. Mayor Tumlin is seeking his fourth term. The term limits passed applied only to those elected after the vote passed. And Richardson is pushing back on other comments by Walker, saying Cooper Kelly has never done a thing that would make anyone believe crime would go up and housing prices would go down if she's elected. She said Walker is engaged in fear-mongering. And in talking to Around Town, Johnny Walker said people know him and know he's not a racist. One thing Richardson and Walker do have in common is both have pledged to work with whoever wins the mayor's seat. Richardson is unopposed, and Walker has a write-in opponent who hasn't been heard from since qualifying. Rest in peace, Colin Powell. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who died Monday, was widely regarded as a class act and role model on both sides of the political aisle. So when former President Donald Trump disparaged the highly decorated general a day after his death, it did not sit well with many. State Representative Don Parsons, a Republican from Marietta, was among those. He wrote the following on his Facebook page. I believe it is important that people know that Donald Trump does not speak for this Republican in his statement about General Colin Powell. Even after what he, who has never served one day in the uniform of the armed forces of our nation, has said about the late Senator McCain, General Mattis, General Kelly, and others, I was somewhat taken by surprise by his statement. General Powell was a great soldier and a man of character and integrity. He loved our nation and served it well, Parsons wrote on his Facebook page. Around Town has been chomping at the bit to get a hold of the Cobb GOP resolutions that censured Governor Brian Kemp. The committee voted and passed the censures on September 30th. That's 23 days ago. But Cobb GOP Chair Sally Grubbs continued to tell us this week she's not ready to make them public or to tell us who on the committee voted which way. Quote, it would be a disservice to the members of the committee, she said, to provide a copy to press prior to sending copies to them. I will certainly keep you posted, Grubbs said. We call this one the Masked Zinger. The Cobb Police Department's Precinct 5 bulletin includes a timely, if not a bit ironic, safety tip for children this Halloween season. It reads, quote, try makeup instead of a mask. Masks can be hot and uncomfortable. Based on the debates at recent school board meetings, we know at least some parents would agree. And that's today's trip around town.
Be sure to email tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden, and Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.